I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you know Disney had like a skateboard game? And it was the same code of Tony Hawk.
Is like, that why it was so good?
Yes, because Tony Hawk gave them like the coding of like all the, I don't know, the gravity, the physics behind the game. So you were basically playing Tony Hawk, but just as Buzz Lightyear, as Simba.
I loved that game.
As Tarzan.
Wow.
And I never played it. I didn't even know it existed, but I saw it on TikTok and I was like, damn, I missed out on that shit.
But you could like skate Andy's room.
Yes. Yes.
It was, wow, you just unlocked a memory.
But I think you could only play the character bound to their environment. Like, you couldn't be Simba in Andy's room. You couldn't be Tarzan in The Lion King. You had to be the character bound to the environment.
I remember creating my avatar in that game, and I was obsessed with mohawks.
Oh, of course.
Everything I ever, any avatar I ever made as a kid. Just the big Liberty Spike mohawk one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Just like Guitar Hero style mohawk. Mm. Absolutely. Mohawks I thought was like going to be a really like a hairstyle I would commit to in my life. Did you ever have one, though?
I had the mullet mohawk.
Which is a good look if you're going to go mohawk. Go mullet mohawk. Like, so if someone does like a full spiky mohawk, like.
Yeah. Growing up, you always think you're going to have one at some point. You're just like.
Yeah. But a full spiky mohawk is like a commitment. Like, you're asking for attention. I mean, all props to you. I just don't know if I, what color would you do if you did have a spiky mohawk? You got to go with like a color.
Blue.
Yeah. Of course.
Like your mic cover blue.
Yes.
I tried to have silver and it ended up blue.
Oh, I tried to go platinum blonde and it was gray. For Coachella, I was devastated showing up to that Coachella.
Welcome back, Heath.
Wow.
Welcome back, this is crazy. Heath.
We got to hit it once.
Yes.
We'll do it again for the intro, but I just needed to cheers.
Wow.
It's crazy, yeah, that you really have not been in this studio physically.
Just he when we did the walkthrough.
Before, oh, like, just the walkthrough.
Yeah, he pretty much saw it empty and then he left.
But even though it's been digital, it feels like you haven't really left, though.
And it's so weird because I like see you guys in this set, so I feel like I'm...
Right.
Yeah. It genuinely does not feel any different.
It's so, because I like look back and forth because I have the dual monitors and stuff set up. So I feel like you guys are literally right there and the same distance too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I kind of feel like I'm dreaming.
I bet. Is this your first time being away from your child?
Yes.
How long are you away for?
5 days.
Oh my gosh. That is a big business trip.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Every time he flies in, it's tighter and tighter. We're, like yesterday, he flew in, immediately we started recording.
Well, it sucks because we had this wicked snowstorm, so my flight got delayed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, like, brutal. We were out of power for, like, 4 days.
4 days?
Matt,
yeah.
You don't... 37 degrees in the house.
Oh, buddy.
Freezing.
Do you have, like, a space heater on Antonio? Like,
Tony freezing his ass off.
Well, I didn't have a generator.
Oh.
You're gonna be pissed at me. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm like the survival guy.
Yeah, I thought you would have this handled.
Matt, I have absolutely everything you could imagine for situations like this, but they're all rechargeable. And I wasn't expecting to lose power. So everything dead. Literally couldn't do anything. And I have a fireplace, but it's in the living room. And the living room is the biggest room, like in the house. So I had firewood just going nonstop, trying to like heat the house, and it's doing nothing.
Yeah, because some fireplaces like heat up a room or that's just there for aesthetics. Yeah. And like it doesn't give off anything.
Oh, it felt decorative. but like we were sitting on the ledge of it, like this close to the fire, just trying to stay warm. But like you go into like panic mode, like trying to keep him warm.
I'll keep you warm, child. We'll make it through the winter. Yeah.
You know what? It's kind of good that he's like, this is his first, like, in, like his, I feel like these years are important. to grow up in this climate.
Building character.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So by the time he's like five, he's going to be able to withstand any type of
That's
10.
That's right.
Because he grew up.
Through the thick of the winter.
Through the thick of the winter, yeah.
He really did. So yeah, first day, brutal. Up all night. We didn't sleep like at all. Because I had to put logs on like every 15, 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So just constantly feeding it, just trying to stay warm.
You know what you need to really get yourself tough. Now and next? You need to get those like Lola blankets. Those.
What is that?
I love Lola blankets.
The really furry blankets, they just never get cold. Like everything can be cold in your house, but those type of blankets, they just stay warm.
Yeah, they look like fur blankets. They look like chinchilla blankets.
Yeah, what is that? Is it fur? It's not fur.
It's definitely like a faux fur, but it's like they nailed it on getting it as close to that feeling. Of course.
You could throw it in a freezer and it will just like, you could put it on around you.
I just wish it had a bit more weight. Maybe they do have a weighted one. Patricia always goes for the Lola. I'm a Barbie guy.
Okay, hold on. Blanket prices.
Oh.
How wide it can be. You could get a blanket for $15.
Yes.
Or you can get a blanket for $500.
Yes. It is kind of crazy on the blanket market of where you're willing to go with the blanket.
Like, how cold are you?
I know, right? How comfortable do you really want to be? But when someone, it's similar to like pillows as well. Yeah. I feel like if somebody says, this is good, I love it, people are willing to throw down on it.
Yeah.
But sometimes some cheap blankets are great. Sometimes homemade blankets with just that fabric you get at Joann's and you stitch that together. One of my friend's mom makes some for our wedding. And
there's
a
few
great
items that we'll spend a little bit more money on at the house, me and Danielle.
Yeah.
We'll get everything cheap, like frames cheap, lamps can be cheap, all this shit is cheap. And then we'll like spend a lot on like a blanket or on like a pillowcase cover or a curtain, something like random. And then everything else is cheap because like you need some like pricey stuff just to like make everything look good together.
Mm-hmm. How, speaking of spending money and your winter storm, how much is a generator for a private
house?
So
I had to buy one.
But like a gas generator just to give power, or like, I'm talking about like an alternate, is that what it is? Like an alternate
that could run a whole, like a whole building. You mean
like your whole street can go off, but you got power because you have a generator keeping your house alive.
I did a lot of research. So the generator I got was 3,600 watts.
Okay.
And that was $570.
Okay.
Basically, you could run like your refrigerator and a few small little things.
The $500 one.
But where are you plugging it into? Does it power you?
Have to keep it outside 20 feet away from your house. Runs off gas. So you start it like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
And then mine has, I think, four outlets. Four outlets and then a 220.
Okay.
But you have to run extension cords to everything you want it to power.
That's
how it works.
So
if you want to run your fridge, you pull your fridge out and you have to get that cord and plug it in.
Why don't you spend $1,500 so you can get it running like half your house?
But I feel like the whole house has to be like $50,000. Like I'm talking about like a whole like an AC box on the side of your house, but the generator is like wired in.
The Generac that runs and powers the whole house, depending on like your square footage and what you got, like $30,000.
Yeah.
And it automatically kicks on.
This is the one that like Raising Cane's probably had. Like immediately they had it. Raising Cane's was one of the only places that were open, that opened up for in Nashville.
Day three, we heard rumors Raising Cane's was open. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going out. So
they must have not had it on them. They may have bought it. Because I feel like they would have opened up the day
that
the winter storm hit.
Every house has no power, but you could make me some chicken fingers?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not mad.
You're telling me this hot oil is bumping while everybody has no power?
Thank you, Mr. Graves.
It was nice.
I could see Mr. Graves hitting up. Let's get turned on for everybody in Nashville.
Damn right. And okay, so you survived the winter.
Yeah.
But you had things went down outside, right?
So yeah, I got the generator and the only thing we had plugged in was a space heater. And we just sat in like our small little like office like room, like the smallest low ceiling bedroom. And we just had the heater going and phone chargers. And that was it. And we just like
and
chilled
laptop.
There. That
and
was
laptop.
It. All outside, every tree, the whole neighborhood, trees were popping left and right. Like my front yard, the whole driveway, completely covered. Trees down in the back. We just had a cleanup crew right when I was leaving. To come here, to come cut up all the trees, bring them to the front. But dude, it was bad.
Any like big mature trees did you lose?
Dude, Dude.
It's the worst, like, when a good, solid tree
it was getting so cold. Like, the ice was, like sheeting over it, and it was just blowing up the fucking trees.
Because they expand, because the moisture gets inside, and the wood can't handle it, and it's just pop.
Like, this will give you an idea. Every twig has a tube of ice around it.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's weighing down, like, it weighs down the tree. So every tree limb was just sagging from all the weight of the ice that's on every twig branch. So they were just busting off and just breaking. Scary.
Yeah.
You're just like hearing them like, please just don't hit the house.
And nobody was prepared for this. This was like the worst winter storm that Nashville has seen.
Like, we ain't seen this all since the neighbors like 72. Were like,
this never happens.
That's scary.
Well,
huh?
Good. Like, hopefully it doesn't continue to happen, but you got like the worst done. You know how to be prepared for the future.
Yeah.
Crazy. So I flew out to come here. As soon as I landed, I called Mariah and they just lost power again.
Oh no.
My parents drove over to stay with her while I was gone.
That's sweet. Good.
And they lost power again. I was like,
well, good. She's has company.
But it's back on now.
All right, good.
So we're good.
Are your parents leaving? You're staying with her while...
They're staying till I get back.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, keep it Tony company.
All right, so we know nothing's better than home cooking. But honestly, the hardest part isn't even cooking. It's the what the hell am I making moment. I get stuck in the same routine with zero variety and zero inspiration and just end up making grilled cheese for the third time that week. And that's why I love HelloFresh. It takes the decision fatigue out of it. No longer will you be stuck staring into the fridge thinking, I have everything and nothing at the same time. Clock it. On busy weeknights, it's simple, rewarding, and saves you a ton of time. And the options are insane. You can choose from 100 plus recipes every week, including cuisines from around the world, plus meals that help beat the winter blues. It's crazy how good it is, but somehow tastes way better than the effort I need to put in. And the portions are bigger, sure to satisfy everyone's hunger. If you're focusing on feeling good, they've got 35 plus high protein recipes weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly options. Made with wholesome ingredients like sustainable sourced seafood and 100% antibiotic and hormone free chicken. Plus, there's 3 times of seafood for no upcharge, new grass-fed steak ribeyes for when you want to treat yourself, and seasonal produce like pears, apples, and asparagus. I've used HelloFresh and it's a game changer because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking, baby. So go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife, a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Is it true that we're talking about poo poo pee pee. Baby poop doesn't like smell when they're being breastfed.
It stinks.
Oh, it does stink? Oh, okay.
Or
maybe
wild?
It doesn't stink that bad.
I heard it gets worse when you start giving like real food.
Yes, exactly. That's what I've heard. But I heard
that should tell you something. Mm. Our food is getting worse.
I guess, or I don't know. I think it's just they're having just natural.
What are the ingredients in baby food?
Just probably
so like Gerber, like little, like it's like peas, vegetable purees, things like
carrots.
And then the older you get, just the more ingredients they start putting in, huh?
Mm, they really
start them young. That's so fucked up.
Get us on the high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, terrible.
We should enter the baby in the baby Gerber contest. Did we talk about this
that
already?
Would be
yeah,
cool.
Probably. Yeah, we're like, if your baby is cute,
yeah,
which she is.
It has to be over, I think, 6 months or something. There's a certain time you got to get in and submit the baby.
And then you do like the photo shoot.
Yeah, you do the photo shoot.
I think he has like a lot of potential for sure. And you know, I think, don't you get like free baby food for the year or something?
Maybe we'll try it out.
Maybe free college too.
They have that for Gerber?
I mean, like the Gerber Baby Foundation, I think, is like an investment program to start saving money early for college.
Oh.
I believe.
No, I think the way it works is that you have to put the baby into college immediately.
Did you know they make clothes too?
Gerber clothes?
Oh,
we bought a vintage like little outfit for him, and I looked at the brand Gerber.
Oh, wow!
I was like, they really doing it.
They really
you
are.
Umbrella fucking company.
Thank you, Kaya. Isn't she part of the Gerber?
No, there's no way. There's no way. Really?
Kaya Gerber
is part of the Gerber.
But is that not true?
I've never heard of anybody say
related
that,
to Gerber baby. Like her dad.
I don't think so.
I think her dad is like part of the Gerber family.
Mr. Gerber.
No, that's he didn't come up with the Gerber baby company.
He founded Casamigos.
And right.
The Gerber group. I know that's not Gerber baby.
Well, let's dive a little deeper. Is the Gerber group tied to, nightlife? I don't know a damn thing. I thought that for years.
Raver Binkies?
Raver Binkies.
Different type of bottle service.
Yeah. Well, good. But I'm glad you survived the winter. I'm glad that Mariah is with company, and I'm glad you're here.
I hope you can fly back. This storm has passed though, right? Or is it still?
There's a cyclone though coming.
No.
Jeez.
I thought like in the Carolinas.
Always something.
Or it's some type of like clone of something.
Oh, and you might have to extend your trip.
But I think it will blow. I don't know. You got to probably look into it. I don't know if it will affect Nashville.
Well, apparently I think Tennessee's becoming part of Tornado Alley.
Could be.
They're saying that it's like shifting.
Yeah, you got to get a generator with like reinforcements bolted into the ground.
Underground.
It sucked though, because like there was one person in the neighborhood and he's across the street. He has the generator that turns on automatically. So he had full power, outdoor lights, everything. House looked beautiful and we're all just blackout.
Okay, so Tornado Alley, like it did. Dallas was kind of part of it. Patricia, after Twister, she was like, Dallas is not part of Tornado Alley. I'm like, I always thought we like kind of were, but never mind.
Also, I feel like I don't see enough tornado videos on my feed. You know what I mean? I feel like I used to see a lot, but like, why don't I see it all the time?
Is it seasonal?
Could it be seasonal?
Could it be seasonal?
Even if it is seasonal, like I just feel like tornadoes are so goddamn scary, and you like you can catch it from far away. You have time to pull out your phone and start recording.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just feel like I don't see it enough.
We should do that for a video.
Tornado catching?
Just go storm.
No, wait, tornado.
I would be down, but it's so risky. But yeah. I think it's kind of beautiful.
Matt, I feel like you say that now until you start driving up to one. You're like,
okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
In the movie, that thing that spikes and goes into the ground, is that real?
Yes.
They really have the cars that dig down into the ground so the wind doesn't blow it over?
I've seen some Discovery Channel type shit where like one guy wanted to capture the inside of a tornado and it did go into the ground and reinforce it.
So like they have like done like it that?
In the past. Yeah, but I don't think like Glenn Powell has like this ultimate like super truck that can do it like on an Ford F-150.
I'm just trying to think of attachments I could put on my car.
Like, hey, you have a child now. I'm like, you ain't getting into the eye of the storm.
Let's think about other things. Maybe another generator.
Right. Not your own thrills, okay?
He's like, I have one in my car, but not my house.
But Bubba, I need it.
Heath, come back.
They gave it to me.
You get one for your house, but you don't realize that the roof can come off.
And yeah, the walls just start digging in. Up. Yeah. That's so cool.
That's badass. I'd feel safe in that.
I would definitely run towards that thing.
Buckled in?
And feel good. Yeah.
I could do it.
That's
sick. It's expensive, though, to go on a storm chase.
Really?
Yeah. It's not cheap. It's not like, $500. It's like, I believe it's like $12,000.
I would think it's very expensive. But it's that sort of thing where people don't feel bad for you if anything happens. It's like going down in that submarine.
Yeah.
Ocean Gate. It's like,
you did it for yourself.
What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing over here? Also, you know, in the movie,
it's $3,000. Okay, you see, it's like $2,900 for couples. Okay, sharing a hotel room.
That's not bad at all. You either do this or go on a cruise.
I'd rather go like on a little alligator cruise, like down in the Everglades.
Alligator cruise.
I don't know.
Some nice little boat tour.
By the way, Heath and I have done it. It's not that fun.
Yeah.
You're better off just getting your own little boat and.
Unless you got
yourself.
The tour guide that like jumps in with the alligators and will like show you, he can like lift their.
Yeah, you're not like, don't expect like Rob Irwin like out there fucking. We don't get that. But we do get a couple of like them holding down the alligator. They open their mouth, but.
And then you never know. Lana Del Rey could come take a tour on your boat and then you end up marrying her.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty much.
I still think that's the craziest thing.
I agree.
Or you might get like someone's hand get bitten off by a gator and you're like, nature. It's like, thank God I saw that.
You guys root for the animal, right?
I kind
of
do.
What are you talking? In any type of like human-animal like conflict, I'm rooting for the animal.
Imagine somebody was on your back trying to hold your mouth
like
open.
There's not a part of you when somebody sticks their head in an alligator's mouth where you're like.
The thing is they're playing a game. Matt, when they put their hand in there or
and they're like touching,
head,
they're touching the flap
and then
in the
they
back,
pull it out.
You're like,
it's like a fucking
yeah,
trap.
I don't know. I just don't want to see it like happen because then I have that image in my head.
The thing is that it's not like I want to see it, but in my head, I'm just like, keep taunting it, motherfucker. Like, keep taunting it.
What is it? Play stupid games, win
super
prizes.
Yeah.
Like that type of thing.
Because they'll put their whole head in the alligator's mouth and then pull it out before it snaps.
what is that person like? That's their job. They gotta go home.
You're probably sitting on that front porch smoking cigarettes. Like, I gotta do that tomorrow.
Sit again.
Can they ever just go into work anxious, going, guys, I'm just not feeling it today. Sorry, no, guys.
They love doing that shit. I will die doing this.
You remember the one that like went super viral when we were younger, and it was the video of the guy putting his head, and he had the bead of sweat that dripped into the gator's mouth. And what caused him to close his mouth?
Oh, a bead of sweat just tickled its tongue and it went.
And that's what made
I thought
him.
That shouldn't he have, but like, isn't the whole point is pulling your head out before the.
No, you just go in, you put your head in and you show that you could do it and you're brave enough to put your head in.
But they're not holding the mouth open.
Yeah,
so,
they are.
So he had his head in it and.
Oh my gosh.
He dripped sweat and then it made the gator shut its mouth.
Done. And he
died?
I don't know.
I remember that one girl though who was like feeding it and like it clamped down on her hand and it just took her one time on some video and then started spinning her around. I think she lived but may have lost a limb.
Can you believe it? Did you see the snow leopard that the lady was taking a selfie with?
I just heard about this.
And
yeah.
I forget where, but they were in the wild and she sees a snow leopard and she like goes up to him and takes a selfie. Great selfie. But he ripped her face.
No! Like, did she live?
I think she lived. Look at that selfie.
Okay.
What a selfie. Tell me that, like, what's so sad is that you can get a selfie like that now. You know, you could easily AI that shit. Easily. But man, 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. 10 years ago, if you were to get that, my God, you'd be on Ellen, Oprah. You'd be the most famous lady in the world. And now you're the most famous. For the wrong reason.
Should we run that intro?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
It's Coffee Talk, baby!
Yeah! Nice chomp.
We are so back, baby. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are all in the same room. After weeks of being apart, we're so excited and thank you for being with us today.
We're so excited.
We're so excited.
And we're so glad that you're finally here.
Sorority video.
Yeah.
80 pi.
And a button, 85, button, 85. And you know what? I've always loved those videos. You know why I've always loved those videos? Because they're all synchronized.
Yes.
There's nothing better than watching a video where everybody is just synchronized. There's something that like feeds my
A good sorority needs heart. They need to rush someone who's in like the dance or understands rhythm because they get them ready for the next.
Exactly.
Initiation or bid day or whatever they're doing.
And that's
rush
like,
week.
And that's any video. Like mm-hmm. Those like you know those competition dance videos where it's like 30 of them and they're going crazy. Should they have somebody pop in the middle and then they're like bah, bah, bah. I love it.
Synchronized swimming.
Yes.
You're doing it upside down underwater, holding your breath. You can't even see what other people are doing.
I was watching Justin Bieber's Beauty and the Beat music video. Do you remember that music video? Yes. He's at a water park. GoPro is, I think, sponsoring the damn thing because the whole thing is shot.
You know that music video was expensive.
And there are all these dancers there jumping around doing flips. Next thing, Justin Bieber is in the middle of a lazy river, has a whole synchronized swimmers around him just like kicking and doing this shit. I'm like, Justin Bieber's life where he just shows up on set. He goes, all right, we have these people who already know the dance. You just stand in the middle and he's like, hey guys, how's it going? Body rock! That music video was tripping me out. Oh,
and that was like ahead of its time too, because wasn't it like all filmed at one go with a GoPro?
And not all in one go, but it's all like Justin Bieber shooting it in a way.
It was like adolescence in Netflix.
And then like, and Nicki Minaj is like grinding on him. Like,
yeah, no, that I remember that came back around. Everyone's like,
got to keep an eye out for Selena.
Oh yeah,
because he was still a child, and she was. Dry humping him on camera. That wasn't okay.
And Nicki Minaj is doing great now. Can I just say?
I genuinely thought it was AI. I was like, oh, wow, this is really good AI. And it was real.
Can I? And I don't want to get too political. I think we already know, like, Nicki Minaj going a little crazy. When she was on stage with Erica Kirk getting interviewed.
Okay.
And she
said assassin.
Yes!
She goes, I love our president. I think he is an assassin.
She said, she said Jamie Vance.
To Erica Kirk,
the assassin,
whose husband was like assassinated.
But
it was just like, what a wild choice of words, Nikki.
Like sometimes I feel like I'm watching, the Hunger Games. Like, you know, when they're like have that whole show before the games. Sometimes you're just like this. I feel like I'm dreaming. I feel like this isn't real. Like, what the fuck is going on?
But when I see shit like that, I'm like, you had to have planned that. Like, there's no way
that she said the word assassin.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way your brain, like,
I think her brain was just like not processing, and she's thinking of assassination. Right. Is trying. She's a freestyler. You know what I mean? She's got a rap, and she just put that word right in front of her.
That's a good point. Like, dude, she's a freestyler.
But like, what are you thinking, Nikki? What are you fucking thinking?
It's. And it's crazy because, like, in my head, I'm just like, are they genuinely just, like, coming with it on the spot? Or are they, like, I want a shock? Like, people love a shock factor. Like, they, like, I'm just going to shock everybody it could be, every
like,
moment.
When I see shit like that, I'm like, you're doing, like, it's attention. Like, are you, you like, had to
I don't know. I think she, well, I don't know. I know her family is tied with some issues. She has family members. Her husband's, like,
no,
she wants some stuff cleared. I don't even know if it's her citizenship too.
Yeah,
like is Nikki not even a U.S. citizen?
Isn't her brother like going through something right now?
Yeah, there's a whole Don Lemon was going off on Nikki.
Yeah, I remember seeing something of that too.
I don't know. I don't want to like dive deeper into it, but I just think that shit was fucking crazy. Bitch.
Yeah, I
like,
saw.
What are you fucking doing?
The energy was. I don't mean to talk shit about her, but I fucking hate that bitch. I don't mean to dive in, but let's fucking dive in.
You never catch me dead talking shit about that stupid bitch.
Never catch me dead talking about that stupid little...
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp. Do you often feel like everyone else has their love life perfectly figured out? Well, the truth is everyone is still learning as they go. And then February shows up with the flowers, the candy, the rom-coms, all on repeat. It all adds to the pressure to get it right. But here's a reminder, you are not behind, and an imperfect love life is normal. We don't live in a fairy tale. It takes consistent hard work, and therapy can help you sort it out. To take some of that pressure off you and your partner this year, BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed U.S. therapists who follow a strict code of conduct. They start with a short questionnaire to match you with someone who fits your needs, backed by 12-plus years of experience, and you could switch therapists at any time from their recommendations. And with over 30,000 therapists, over 6 million people served globally, and a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from 1.7 plus million reviews, it's a solid place to start. So sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Are you on Traders?
Yes.
Matt, it's the only reality show I've ever watched in my entire life that I'm like, this is it.
All right, we're about to talk about this show like it's sponsored. It's not. It's genuinely a fucking amazing show.
I've never wanted to be on TV so bad in my life. I was like, I want to play this game.
I already DM'd the casting woman this morning.
Very good. You
did. I did. I go, let's talk Traders. I said the eyeball emoji just on a whim.
The concept is so fun.
Because the next season is apparently going to be normal people, but I feel like we kind of qualify for that. I don't think we're not famous enough to be on the celebrities.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. For normies, which I actually would prefer, because in the UK, they do normal people.
Yeah.
And I've seen clips of that. I like that a little bit more, or I thought my brain would like it more, because I think celebrities, has-beens, people trying to get publicity, I don't like those personalities when they come out on TV, but Traders works very well for those types of people.
So the show Traders is pretty much like the whole season. It's like a giant game of mafia. It's like a mixture of mafia, imposters, and they pretty much put like 20 of these reality TV stars in one house. And pretty much every week, two people get like voted or murdered off the show. Mm-hmm. And there's like three to four traitors just walking around, and everybody has to convince each other that they are faithful and they are not the bad guy.
Yes.
So it's pretty much a game of just like, can you deceive everybody around you when you're a traitor?
And can you catch the deceiver?
And can you catch the, exactly.
And it will come to, if you get too talkative, if you get too accusatory, it'll come bite your ass because those traitors will then murder you off.
Yeah. And it's crazy that these people, I don't know if they're professionals and they know that they have to get personal on TV to make a good show. But my God, you're watching this and you're watching all these people are like big reality TV stars. There are people on Survivor, people on like Real Housewives, Beverly Hills, Real Housewives shows. And you're watching, you're just like, how are they losing themselves? Like you are, you know, you're on a show. I feel like you're genuinely forgetting that you're on camera and they're just
Michael
like,
Rappaport's crash out.
Oh my God, insane.
I loved him though. I wanted him to stay. If I was on the show, I would have teamed up with him immediately as a faithful. Cause I could tell he was not a traitor.
Oh, you can tell. The problem is he was making it really hard for other people to enjoy being on the show. There's a difference between being a good.
Right. I bet it's
I think if he was never on the season, I don't think the show would have been as big as it was. Cause he did make everybody hate him. And you're that's a really good person to have on the show. Someone who's terrible. And he was terrible.
I think he was just trying to play the damn game.
He was trying to play the game, but like, he was just so annoying.
I can call bullshit, I think, though, from a mile away. And I don't want to spoil right now who the traitors are, but if I was on the show, I'd be like, those three are traitors. But
no, you know what, Matt? I think that show, the way they edit it, it makes us think that we'd be really good.
Yes.
But when you're really in the moment, you're not watching everybody. The cameras are catching faces and moments that you will never see on that show.
Yeah.
Just imagine being in a room of 20 people. You're already a little like nervous. You're only talking to a couple people. Mind you, they already have two episodes on this side of a bunch of the confessionals and all that.
Yes.
You can't see any of that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What I find really fun, and without spoiling it, they have this season, they have a traitor that not even the audience knows. So you're almost like playing along while watching and the traitors don't know that the other person is a traitor and the audience doesn't know either. That was really fun. And I think next season they should implement more traitors for the audience. So we can figure it out.
They can dub a new traitor once the secret traitor is out. I think
it's been a little bit. So I don't know if they'll do it.
I don't know. There's six more episodes. One of my friends was telling me that can happen. Who has watched it, but it's all different. Hopefully.
One thing I think they explained it in the beginning, but I don't remember if all the traitors make it to the end, those people split the money.
Yes.
And you can't out another traitor.
It is a little confusing. Basically, if it comes down to four people, but it's one traitor, three faithfuls. And if they all agree that all the faithfuls think we're all faithfuls, not any of us are a traitor, the traitor gets all the money and the faithfuls get nothing.
But don't they know how many traitors are in the house right now? Or they don't?
That's a good question. Because
it seems like everybody kind of already knows how many traitors are in the house.
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a great question, Zane. We'll figure it out.
Remember that one girl?
On.
She was so certain about that four. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling that she heard one of the producers or something. Because like, how the hell would she have known exactly how many traders are? Because
everybody's
house?
Like, how do you know?
Exactly. And you know, in the background, she was like, in the confessional, she was like, "No, I heard it." But they're like, "We're not gonna put that in."
Yeah.
We're not gonna put your vote at all.
They didn't really explain that.
So
it's a great show. I love it.
A very good show. And I'm just so hooked. I binged the whole thing.
I think the games could be better, but like,
They're simple, fun, harmless games.
Because
it's not
game
like survival.
It's the round table. It's the round table that makes the whole show.
They don't want to make people like sweat too hard.
Yeah.
It's just like a little puzzle and some physical exertion. Yeah. And
I thought like in my head, I thought it'd be more of like games where you have to lie. You know what I mean? Like very like mind.
Right.
Mind trick games where it's like, oh wow, this person is not really good at lying. Kind of like that dagger game that they played. Yeah. Not really good liar. So
Cummings though is a phenomenal host of that.
He plays it so well.
He's such a good like a magician's like a head
you'll
of
get murdered tonight. He has a just Scottish accent.
We were trying
to figure out where we knew him from.
Spy Kids.
Burlesque. And Spy Kids.
Watusi. What's the fuck?
What?
Wagon Wheel Watusi.
Yeah.
Wait, where is that from?
Burlesque and it's Cher. Because Christina Aguilera is like trying to audition and she's like, I want to be a part of this. She's like, all right, Wagon Wheel Watusi. It's like a huge meme. Clip of her.
Okay, it was a meme that
I've never even seen Burlesque.
I've never seen Burlesque.
Wagon Wheel Watusi.
Wagon Wheel Watusi.
What's his name again?
Alan Cummings. And he was in Spy Kids. He's Floop.
Yeah.
It's a cool world with you lovely boys and girls and some mean, nasty people.
I feel like he now looks younger.
In a way.
I feel like he looks more like a baby now.
I always get him confused with Paul Rubens, who was Pee Wee Herman. They look very similar. R.I.P. Paul Rubens. Yeah. But Alan Cummings, phenomenal. Gosh.
Yeah.
And the outfits. That's, I want to be on the show because I want to get dressed every day. Because they all have like, I think
you
so
know
crazy.
All the money. I feel like all the money went into the stylist. Like the wardrobe and shit. What they're wearing is insane. And it's, you know, it's not cheap because they're not putting Lisa Rinna in anything fucking cheap.
No.
This shit is expensive.
Her outfit for the ball looks terrible.
The sailor?
I think, wait, no, yes. There's that whole fucking thing with, I don't want to spoil too much, but when she walked out of the stairs, I was like, if I was a contestant, I go, something's up with
God,
this.
And you're sitting there like, traitor. Like, you know, like she was doing pretty good until like she started like getting nervous, because she's getting nervous like throughout the
she lies with her sunglasses and she'll always repeat the same line twice. She's like, I am not a traitor. Yeah. I am not a traitor.
And Colton is good. Oh. He is peeled ever.
Borderline evil. I think he is like, I want to call him a narcissist, but like high IQ, sees everything through. It's all about him. Yes. Tendencies.
Yeah, like you.
His posture.
Shut up.
But his posture during the round tables is like freakish.
Yeah, he'd be a really good villain in like in a show or for sure. Because he is scared, like his, like, I feel like he looks like straight through you. Like
apparently outside of the show, he has some skeletons in his closet.
You can't say closet.
Well, that too. But I don't know. Patricia was telling me some stuff. Maybe it's probably out. Let's just say some texts, some tracking, something going on with past relationships.
Jesse, that's like scary. It's like, I don't know why. I feel like reality TV stars are accessible. So yeah, I get scared talking about them. I'm like.
But if you refer to yourself as your name, automatically don't like you.
What do you mean?
I'm fucking Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna, I'm like, stop calling yourself Lisa Rinna.
I love Lisa Rinna. My mom loved Days of Our Lives. Like, she is a safe face on my childhood TV.
Oh, wait, she's an actress?
Yeah, she was on Days of Our Lives.
She's not a good actress on the show.
Soap opera actress.
My point exactly. When you call yourself your name, I'm like,
she's a housewife, bitch.
I feel like those housewives, you kind of like get to do that. You
I
get
think
away
it's
with it.
Wild card, Tara Lipinski. Remember, she was like a huge figure skater when we were kids?
Yeah.
Like, Tara Lipinski. Tara Lipinski.
She was like, I didn't even know her.
She was like on every Sports Illustrated Kids magazine, like as a kid. You like, remember, it was like Mia Hamm. It was like Tara Lipinski.
You know, as I was watching, there was one person that just in my head just didn't belong. I don't know why they felt so out of place. Natalie.
Oh,
she's from Survivor.
She's from Survivor. She's the one that's playing Survivor. As she was playing, I was like, where are you from?
Wait, what? Or I don't know. I couldn't. Yes. Because sometimes I couldn't pinpoint who certain people were.
Did she win in Survivor?
Or? Maybe. I don't know. She definitely was a good player.
She wasn't good at lying.
No,
right?
She wasn't. Let's not spoil too much. Sorry. But Steven from Laguna Beach is on it, but he's credited as One Tree Hill. I never knew that he was on One Tree Hill.
Oh, he was an actor? I had no idea.
Did you ever watch Laguna Beach with like LC?
No, I only watched
Kristen Cavallari.
I only watched the OC like a few months ago.
I loved Laguna Beach, and he has blossomed into such a nice dude. Like, he is a good player as a faithful. Yeah. Like, he doesn't get too involved. He's not accusatory. He means well. Like, during the whole fucking ball, he was like, guys, no. Like, he was really reasonable.
Yeah.
I liked his energy.
I just love how cutthroat people are on that show. It's just like, people get mean.
Show your true colors on that show.
You really do. But yeah, no, Heath, I think you would do a really good job on that show. You too. I think it'd be like a fun
I don't know if I would want to go on as a faithful or a traitor. Like, being a traitor would be fun to like play the game and like do that type of stuff, but it would be too much pressure. I could not
be a traitor.
I think the showrunners, after you send like your audition or whatever they say, I think they're really good at like knowing like, ooh, this person would be a great.
You know what I'm worried about if I got on it?
What?
My rosacea.
You have some flare-ups.
Imagine all the confessionals. So every time Matt is just talking, he just gets so red.
Yes.
Something's
that
off.
Would be my biggest tell is my rosacea. And I think I wouldn't get casted because of it.
Matt, are you a traitor?
No.
Deep red. I'm worried about my rosacea if I got on it. But
well, I mean, you get to like drink a little bit, so you could just be red all the time.
But how much are you able to drink? Because I know that like, was it not Big Brother, The Bachelor, you can only get, I think, drink an hour or two drinks an hour.
Oh.
Like you can't get like too fucked up.
Yeah.
But I know that some people would time out for when the hour would pass to the other.
Double up.
They would double up and do two drinks and then have two drinks and then you had four. So that's, I heard, a strategy.
Got it. I wonder when they're not filming, do they lock them all in their rooms in that castle?
Probably.
They do, right? No. There's no way they're talking
they don't?
Off camera.
Mm-mm. I learned recently because a friend of mine used to work at Peacock, so he has connections to some of the people that work on the show. They don't sleep in the castle or they don't stay in the castle when they're not filming. They stay at hotels like by the airport.
But they separate them. Like they definitely don't let them like cross paths.
Mm-mm. They separate them.
Wow. But what if they have their phones on them?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would have like such a terrible tendency of just not talking about the game and be like, Tara Lipinski, like, what was it like winning in the Olympics back in 97? Like, I would just be so curious about all the other people.
Yeah.
That would also be my side strategy is I would just befriend everybody and feel like I really got to know them. So they're like, I like having him around. He makes me feel
like a nice
seen.
Guy.
Yeah. That's a move too, is just be likable, be chill, and no one thinks you're a threat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'll ride to the very end.
I just want to like play it with our friends. Like I want to do it like us.
I know it would cost a lot of money, but like I really want to experience it like that.
It's I also just want to go to Scotland.
Yeah. Really just be in a castle.
But at parties, if you're the host of a party and if it's your birthday and that's what you want to do is play Mafia, sure. I'll fucking play it. But I hate going to a fucking party and playing Mafia. Takes over 2 hours, I swear, we're playing
game. Wouldn't the party be Mafia? Like, I feel like that's the whole point.
It'd be a theme.
That's like definitely a theme. You know,
but it's like when someone's at a party, go, let's play a game. I know you're learning all these rules. No one's paying attention.
I know after two drinks, I don't even want to play the game anymore.
Oh,
I'm a traitor.
I get eliminated every fucking time. But now watching the show, I have different tactics. Because I always come out right out of the gate and go, by the way, I'm a villager. I want to figure this out. Who's with me? Let's hunt it down. And I get eliminated like that. And then I'm sitting in the damn kitchen eating chips, listening to the whole fucking game going on. And I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah, once you're out, it's like... Before we continue, this podcast is brought to you in part by Stash.
What if you could start investing without ever picking a single stock? With Stash, the experts handle the hard part for you. Stash isn't just another investing app. It's a registered investment advisor that combines automated investing with expert guidance, so you don't have to worry about figuring it out on your own. You can choose from personalized investments or let Stash's award-winning smart portfolio do the work for you.
And with Stash, investing doesn't feel like gambling. It's simple, smart, and stress-free, so your money can finally start working as hard as you do. Get access to world-class financial advice with personalized guidance for just a $3 monthly subscription, and Stash has already helped millions of Americans reach their financial goals.
Don't let your money sit around. Put it to work with Stash. Go to get.stash.com/unfiltered to see how you can receive $25 towards your first stock purchase and to view important disclosures. That's get.stash.com/unfiltered.
Paid non-client endorsement, not representative of all clients and not guaranteed. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investments, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk. Offer is subject to terms and conditions. Thank you, Stash, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Speaking of a betrayal and conflict, we had a porch pirate at our house.
I saw that. And I'm glad he posted it publicly. Good for you.
Oh, shamed him. So this is how it goes down. We're in Tahoe. We're having dinner. And we get a message from our people who live across from us on our duplex. And they go, you guys are out of town, right? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, do you know who this person is? Sends a screenshot of this dude. And we're like, wait, hold up. And we check our Ring camera. And thankfully, our neighbor, we had a big pile of packages. Two packages were on top of the others. And those two packages were gone. Thank God my neighbor was like, wait, how did those two disappear? And they're out of town.
The way he was grabbing it too was like, he was just shopping. He was just sitting there like.
So we check the Ring camera, play the one on the left. And this man just strolls up.
Looking like he's going home or something.
Looking like he's going to like Equinox or something.
And he already has packages he stole.
Yeah. Yes. He has someone's DoorDash. He has an Amazon package and takes these two packages.
How does he know? Like.
No
bro,
way.
It is, how do you not know that there's cameras everywhere? Like your face, like his face is as clear as day.
Clear. Just, but he's like looking into our like main window, but like he doesn't know that like
Ring doorbell cameras look like doorbells, you know?
I don't think he cares.
I think he was tweaking on drugs. Look at his shoes, by the way.
Can we run that back?
Look at these damn shoes. Where are you? What is that?
Well, baby, you can't really, those are high tops. You can't pick and choose when you're stealing what size it is.
He must have been doing leg day if you wanted just some like...
Wait, go back.
Me when I put my dad's shoes on when I was a kid.
Yeah, what are those shoes?
Just some Air Force Ones, big boy.
Bumping on my Air Force Ones.
And he got no socks. I mean, you know, them shit stank.
And wearing a neon highlighter green shirt, like it's a damn tennis ball.
You're
going to
wear the one color that everybody can fucking notice when you're stealing. Insane.
So I shamed him.
What did he steal?
You know what? Just PR packages, thank goodness.
Has anybody DM'd you about it?
No, but I keep checking them and I posted it
on... I'm surprised not one person recognizes that.
I posted it on like the Ring app. I posted it on Nextdoor. I posted it on a couple of Facebook groups and...
Nothing.
Ooh, it'd be smart if he came like from out of town, like hours away.
Jared, what are you doing?
I'm trying to find his shoes.
Yeah, Matt, you know, you can try to see, like, you could try to investigate this. You might find him.
I've been thinking about like going, printing out pictures and putting them down in the WeHo bars. But I'm not profiling, but I get a vibe. Yeah. He's from the neighborhood.
Matt, that's not a bad idea.
Because that's what a lot of people were messaging me. Like, yeah. They were going, you need to go down to like Rocco's and go to like all the gay bars over there.
Idea.
High tops. Because he's wearing high tops.
You put a close up of his shoes next to his face. Just embarrassing.
I'm on the dance floor, just like.
You're holding the paper as you're like fucking out.
Have you seen this man? Have you seen this man?
Imagine seeing him on a night out, though. That would be exciting.
Oh, his face just seems pretty distinct, though.
Yeah,
like very. Somebody in the neighborhood has
go,
to
go
know him.
Go back to his face. Let me see him.
It's crazy, like how so just like it's just as clear as day.
My man's got a clean haircut.
He doesn't look unhoused. Like yeah. he clearly, I think, has some residence and just maybe a little bit of a speed problem.
And he also looks like he like takes care of his like skincare.
Yes,
like you know, you can tell he's using Kiehl's. Look at that shit. It's so soft.
He buys the good shit.
Also, fresh haircut. Maybe I need to go to the salons.
Oh, and he definitely has Botox. So look at him scrunching his face, and there's no lines. Nothing.
Well, enjoy those skin creams,
Matt.
Boo-boo.
Check out Equinox. He clearly goes to the gym. He's fit.
But he clearly can afford an Equinox membership, but he has to go fucking...
Well, maybe he can afford it because he's stealing everything else, and his money can go to
that.
It.
Selling on Facebook Marketplace.
I just can't believe you do one pickup. You go, let's hit a couple more.
He can barely carry all of it.
Like, your food's going to get cold, boo-boo. Yeah. I can't. But, yeah, that's him. Gonna get you, whoever you are. But we didn't even file a police report because... Just nothing is like truly a value.
You know what?
And I don't even know what the products were.
Honestly, I think this happens so much and he knows that. And he's probably seen posts like that before, but he knows that police don't really do anything about
it. Matt, you want to find out? Put it on TikTok.
You think so? But we're going to find you. Did you guys watch Alex Honnold climb Taipei 101?
I didn't even know that was going to happen until after he finished.
It was supposed to be on Friday. And they delayed it.
Insane.
Due to like weather and stuff, which freaked me out. Like, okay, what? There's moisture on this damn building, but then it was good conditions on Saturday. He did it.
Bro, he's insane.
Did it within like 1 hour and 30 minutes.
I'm just surprised that's like a, it's like a, because obviously he's not just some, what do you call those guys that do those crazy fucking, they jump off buildings.
Like
and
a base jumper. Stuntman. Yeah. Or, like, okay.
What'd you say?
Base jumper.
Base jumper. Yeah. Because they'll have people that do it illegally or whatever. But like, I don't know. There's just something about this where the whole world is watching this. Imagine he fell. Like,
right.
It's just such a fucking traumatic thing. I'm just surprised that we're even allowing
this to be a... Dude, it's a modern day Evel Knievel. And I'm I love it. Dude, he's something special.
Do you know what I mean though?
Like why it was such a risk. But I think him out of all people, he free soloed El Capitan.
Yeah.
And which is twice as high.
No, I know that.
Than Taipei 101.
It's more just...
I knew he was going to be just fine halfway through when they were interviewing his wife and she's beaming, smiling. I bet he told her, by the way, when I get halfway, I'm fine, babe. Like, do not worry. Because, I don't know, he's a master of this.
I know. Dude, no, guys, trust me, I get it. It's sick. I'm just surprised that they just... Especially since this is like a televised event and this is like a... like kind of a legal event, like they got maybe a permit or whatever, just put a parachute. Like, why not?
Or just have like a safety net just or something.
Or just a parachute. I mean, it's like, still, he can do it better than anybody, but it's almost that like, if he doesn't make it,
Dude, it's
unfortunately,
crazy.
At least his punishment isn't fucking death. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
At least he gets a chance
I kept
to save
thinking
himself.
Because of the platforms, if he fell, he would hit a platform and like probably live. Maybe like have a like,
you see where I'm going with this though?
I know, but I'm just trying to calm it.
Yeah, no, I get you.
It just stinks that the punishment in front of everybody to see is, it's not like skydiving. Because skydiving, it's not like the whole world is watching. You know, like something unfortunate happens, it's like, oh fuck, like something bad. But this is like a televised whole event that we're all watching, just like,
right?
Oh, he fell. Oh, guess what? Everyone's probably gonna be sad for a little bit and then get over it. It's just like this like weird little thing.
Yeah.
That, like, but it was amazing. He made it. I was like, that's fucking insane.
It's insane to do that with a wife and kid.
I know. Yeah. I
but
know.
Also,
the wife, was up on the like up in the.
He's also got something wrong with him.
I mean, he's on the spectrum a little bit.
Like, no, just the way he like looks at like life and being able to do this, like that's not normal. That you can, it's courage, it's bravery, obviously, but like he does not, like I don't know. There's no.
But that's also me after four tequila shots. I'm climbing any building around me after fucking four shots of tea. I am invincible. I could probably climb that building too if I was 10 shots.
Yeah. I tried to climb the Chick-fil-A in Burbank drunk.
Remember when you were climbing the Starbucks at Saddle Ranch? You wouldn't have done that sober.
It's true.
But this guy does it sober, and I think that's what makes him better than all of us.
He's high on life.
And he's
high
kind of adorable. Life. He's kind of cute.
He's really
funny.
If
he was like really weird looking, I'd be like...
he's like
a little monkey.
He just looks like almost like a little finance bro.
Yeah.
Like put him in a suit, give him a briefcase.
Can you imagine though he got up there and like didn't know how to work the phone and didn't get a selfie? I kept thinking like, I'm like, you better be get that damn picture. But it was really beautiful to watch. Can't believe it.
Did he get sponsored by energy drink? Did he like chug a Red Bull before doing it?
He is clearly wearing a North Face shirt the whole time, and Netflix is probably paying him. He had a really good, and when I rewatched Free Solo, and he went back to his high school, and like his high schooler or just students were asking him questions, and they go, "How much money do you have?" And he goes, "I do well. I would say like a moderately successful dentist or a really successful dentist." I'm like, "Good answer for like a PR question, you know? Like it's
what's that 200K?"
Like that he has in the bank?
I don't know. Like moderate. I feel like a moderate dentist.
Maybe he said like
salary,
a very successful distance. Sure. You're talking about salary, but I'm talking about like life. How much? How much money he has.
He's a millionaire.
Oh, for sure. Now, I bet he's worth at least $3-4 million
after this.
Now.
Or just
after Free Solo, I mean, you get so many sponsorships, so many speaking gigs.
You are pretty much better than everybody.
It. There is nobody like him.
Yeah, truly.
There's other people that do like free solo climbs and stuff like that, but like
there's a documentary about the El Capitan, like him climbing that, right?
Yeah. Free solo, which is just
you seen the old guy, like 70 years old, that does buildings too, but he's in like leather jacket, pants
and style,
barefoot, and he's got like long hair. Dude, he's nuts though. Like, and you watch him climb,
is he like gorilla doing it? Like, I mean, like just showing up and like,
yeah, Matt.
It's not planned, or
he is crazy.
And I just feel like it. I feel like it just hurts. Oh. Me even climbing a fucking rock, like on the side of a, like just anywhere, I'm already like.
Ugh. And you have to like relax your body at the same time. I've done rock climbing a few times, but I realize I tense up so much. But you have to almost like be kind of monkey with it and
fluid,
like swing in and move and trust your momentum.
I think his name is like Alan Robert or something like that. Oh. That guy, that's him. Look at him. Look at his pants.
Bro, he looks like he trained.
Well, he's wearing like
teleported
leather pants, climbing shit.
You got to see this guy. He's insane. Bro, he's got a snake skin fucking vest and pants on.
Oh, he looks he's hot as fuck.
He looks
that
like
too.
Iggy Pop.
Yes.
He looks like Crocodile Dundee and Iggy Pop had a baby.
But what, dude? He is wild.
So he's an urban climber.
Oh,
this is from 2009.
Bro, he got like all the way to the top of one thing.
Wait, what?
Couldn't get past it and had to climb all the way back down.
I genuinely think this is like, that's probably how they want to go at some point.
He's doing that with jeans on. What, buddy? Oh gosh, he has some problems.
In his head, is he like, I want to like climb in style? Or like to him, this is the most comfortable thing for him to wear?
I think it's notoriety. It's ego. It's
at or, that like, or, age?
I don't know.
What? Because
you're already stiff. at that age.
Oh, I think he did it like once and he thinks that's like his good luck charm or like his signature is that he needs to wear unconventional clothing to all Saints add are, a little razzle dazzle.
Fuck North Face. All Saints is all
dude,
over
I'm
him.
I'm buying whatever jeans he's got on to do this shit because they got to be fucking flexible and comfortable.
Yeah, that's a great like promo for a pair of jeans, like the most flexible jeans in the world.
This guy's talking, what if he just splat? Sorry, that's terrible. Just like, oh!
Not what we wanted to see here today.
What's that website?
www.parachute.com.
Yeah, what's that? Is that it's the sheets?
Parachute?
The betting company?
It looks like he wrote that with damn Sharpie.
No,
like,
it's not parachute. It says pair. There's something in between the parachute letters, like T-U.
Roman shoot or something?
The brand was like, we'll give you $500 if you wear this on the back of your shirt.
We'll give you a free jacket.
Say less. That's fucking, I didn't even know they made buildings like climbable like that.
Yeah, I was wondering that. Do you think the architects of Taipei 101 were watching and like, why did we not think of this? Like,
how is someone able to climb this?
You made a building that is climbable. Yeah. I think you shouldn't make a building that's climbable.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting
to
happen.
Like, it was just, it was all like meant to be. I'm like, where did they plan that someone was going to do this? That it was possible to like.
It literally looks like an AI
image. I think Alex Honnold said the hardest building to climb was Holiday Inn or something like that. Some I'm like. Interesting. I guess the way like the windows and frame is.
Has he climbed the pyramid?
No. I don't think people are allowed to climb the
pyramid. There's been people that have done it though.
You're not allowed to, but you're allowed to climb a skyscraper?
With permission. But I think like the pyramid is like kind of
like. I feel like Egypt would really fuck with him.
Sure. I don't think though, like it's kind of like a sacred like thing. I know that you can like walk on it, you can fuck with it and shit, but like. I don't know.
The people that work there definitely don't treat it as sacred. Remember, right. Heath? All the fucking people working around there. I was like, I think we're finding this more sacred than these Egyptians that live here. Mm,
so cool, though.
How was the bachelor party you went on?
It was good. You should have met up with us, Matt.
I know. Everyone's energy level that night was a little low, and you guys were further than what we thought.
Yeah, we were a big group, and it was, like, wild. That's why we're like, you guys should definitely meet up with us. It's, like, a fun time.
Did you go gamble?
I did go gamble.
Did you guys hit the- we didn't. The areas around us wasn't that, like, lit, really. The only place that we, like, that was fun when we went to that whole area where, like, the plaza where you go before you get on the ski lift. That was kind of fun. We did that during the day, but like at night, everything's dead.
Really?
Like literally 10 PM, bars are shutting down. Restaurants are just like empty. It's just
like on the north side.
Yeah.
Of Tahoe.
It is not a night city at all. You got to get everything done during the day.
You got to go down to south because that's where it's like a little livelier.
Oh, but really?
Yeah. Because that's like four casinos all next to each other. There's like clubs. There's like bands playing.
Oh yeah. We didn't get that at all.
No. Yeah.
But we were far away from each other. We were like an hour and a half from each other, right?
When you were at the casino, we were like 45 minutes away from you. But it was like so late, but like some of the
girls
were like-
But we were still far from the casino, but that casino that we went to was dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, bummer.
We were like the only ones there. It was a really
Did you drink? Did you party? Did you get into any trouble?
Yeah, no. We just like drank, you know, just regular bachelor stuff. He had a really good time. He enjoyed it.
Did you ski?
No. I literally, my sciatica just like, not just ended. It just healed.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I just didn't want anything to happen. Like I was thinking about Heath's bachelor party because I went skimboarding, like from attached to the boat. Or it's not skimboarding.
Wakeboarding.
We went wakeboarding. I was like, it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Zane, just don't do it. So I didn't, and I'm glad I did. I just sat at the bar.
Toboggan?
Toboggan? What's that, toboggan?
It's like a sled.
It's like a
long sled.
They didn't have that. But they had this disco theme like tubing area. It looks like a giant fucking rave. It was insane. We saw from all the way. We're like, there's a rave out here, but it was just like this tubing. Type in Lake Tahoe disco tubing.
Okay, disco tubing.
No, it's wild. I saw TikToks on it.
Whoa. That looks like fun. Rainbow Road and Mario Kart.
No, it looked crazy.
You didn't do it?
We didn't do it. Some of the guys wanted to do it, but it wasn't enough. I was not one of the guys that wanted to do it. I was like, eh. Because it's like, you know that line was going to be long. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I love a good ski resort that has the log cabin bar like halfway down.
Oh, yeah.
You, like snowboard halfway down, pull over.
Oh, like just like the outside bars where you just kind of like, you cruise in and then
ski up to it.
Yeah.
Something about it.
They didn't have any bars up on the side. You had to come back down.
Oh,
well, they didn't have, remember when we went all the way up and we were together, that like everybody was up there. They didn't have anything.
Big Bear has the one that's like
that.
But then it's like, have some alcohol before you go do this huge physical activity.
Yeah, it is crazy that they're like pretty much encouraging you to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was in Aspen one time and I drank a lot at a bar and I was like, I got to get down from here.
is that the one where you tumble down?
No, that was
but when we're out there, I couldn't stop thinking about that moment where like I didn't see you for 45 minutes and you were just all fucking dirt. Oh,
I saw a handful of people in the mountain just going down in those like stretchers, just getting pulled by a snowmobile.
Oh, just because they couldn't do
hurt
it.
Hurt themselves, probably tore their ACL, anything like that. I was like, oh gosh, I hope that's not me.
It is to really fuck your day up on that.
That's why I'm just such a I love skiing, but I'm so cautious skiing. Yeah. And I need to like relax and trust my momentum. But I'm like, I just don't want to get hurt.
It is crazy. But the thing is, you do get hurt more when you're like, when you're
tensed up
and thinking about it.
Have you seen the people that go up alone on a snowmobile to the very top and they turn the snowmobile, they just let it go. And the snowmobile just goes all the way down the mountain and they're just like snowboarding and like skiing
on the, are you
outside
talking about the
of it? Yeah. And then they catch up with it.
Like that way you can like get up there.
Like ghost riding. Like you get out of your car when it's an automatic
basically,
and like,
so you can go to like places that don't have lifts and like you can go backcountry skiing and they'll ride a snowmobile all the way up and they just push it down and they'll just go.
They'll push it down like on its right. Like it stays. Yeah, I guess I'm like trying to picture what you're talking about. Like it stays right side up and it just goes all the way down like a,
let it sled down.
In my head it would tumble. Like you like hit a little bump, you just starts.
They just go ripping and then.
Hell dude, no!
Look at this,
bro. After doing that snowmobile in Sweden, I just never need to do it again. It just like really sucked.
Snowmobile's kind of sketchy.
Oh, they are. I'd much rather do like an ATV on. In a tropical climate.
That's crazy.
I'd be so scared that the snowmobile like goes off something and then you're just stranded.
There's just something so scary about getting stranded in a snowy
avalanche.
Place.
Just being all alone.
But it's like so beautiful at the same time. It's like, wow, this place looks like heaven. But I'm about to die.
So we were talking about this either last episode or a couple episodes ago or something, but you guys mentioned that one of the more acceptable uses of AI, especially for students, is to like take the notes or the lecture or whatever and transform it into a podcast.
Yeah, to help you study. Yeah, yeah. I don't have an issue with it. Just don't use it to write your damn essays and make your thoughts for you. But
exactly. But so I came across this video of this girl that was like using a service like that. And it there's a ton of like options and like different voices you can choose. And I just want to play this because it made me laugh at how ridiculous it is.
Someone pretty please tell me who's having this much of a hard time reading that they need this. Like, I'm just trying to get my work done here. I'm just trying to do my reading. And I'm like, oh, you know, reading out loud. Yeah, that's maybe not that bad. Look at all this crap. Look at all this. Who needs the organ to read to them?
What?
Huh?
Anyone will listen. Suppose you were walking down.
It's like Daft Punk, like telling you how to reading it for you. They have so many mods like that.
They have so many, but it was just the organ made me laugh. It just sounds like you're fucking Daft Punk in a cathedral.
Wait, there's got to be a reason why they have that in there.
I cannot think of one.
There's no way somebody's clicking that like, I'm ready now.
Probably not to study, but I bet the AI just has all of these tools where it's just you can put lyrics into it and it will sound like a Daft Punk song, but it also gives you the option to fully read text in that mode.
What's the little voice box thing that
I want to see you work out.
Oh, like the little tube?
I think it's called a talk box.
A talk box.
Yeah. So good. I love that fucking thing. Every time I hear it, I was like, it just makes you sound 10,000 times
I want to play around on one, but like, I don't know anyone who has one, and I'm like, can I put my mouth on your tube? Like, it's just,
you know who has one?
Just fog it up.
Who?
Jordan.
He does.
He had one?
Do you have to, like, I'm curious, though, you just mouthing it with a little bit of air? Like, how is, what's coming out of your mouth? Like, are you, like, lightly singing it?
Yeah, you're kind of like...
It? You're not like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you're, like, doing the... You're saying it, singing it, and it kind of, like, amplifies it almost and does that effect.
Okay.
We should do a full episode like that.
I want to do the Five Nights at Freddy's song. It's nice to meet you. The animatronic family. We open real soon.
Where's that from?
For Five Nights at Freddy's, it got really popular, but I think the song was already like kind of this weird.
Dude, was it like coming out of like a old music box or something? Was that like the vibe of the?
I think it's just one of those like weird kind of like anime scene songs.
I'm talking about just the sound of like, why is it like sound creepy?
I don't
almost
know.
Like it sounds like it's coming out of like a music box, but like in a
something you crank up
out of a family.
We open real soon. I've always wanted to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
Is that a good movie? Like, are those?
No, I didn't like the first one, but the next one's with McKenna Gray, so maybe.
But it's
good.
it's like a cult. It's almost like a cult.
Yes.
Followed like people.
Who
people
was that
really
German YouTuber that was like the biggest YouTuber in the world?
Vitaly.
No. PewDiePie.
Oh
yeah.
It was like a PewDiePie game it was a big streamer game where you're like working at this old abandoned pizza shop and the animatronics just scare you.
And a lot of
like viral people be like, damn,
so
whoa,
this is crazy. It started as a game,
huge cult following. A lot of kids loved it. And then they made it into a movie. So that's Five Nights.
Because it was like
Freddy's.
A good horror for kids. You know what I mean? Because kids want to watch horror, but like a lot of them are really scary. You do Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. I mean, we like Goosebumps, you know? I don't mind a little spooks for the kids.
Yeah.
It's good.
Goosebumps. I remember those books used to terrify me. I thought they were so scary.
Oh, my gosh. The Haunted Mask, which Miss Mary Beth, Annabeth, whatever her name is. And she puts that mask on, and it's like... She's like, it's on my skin. It doesn't come off. And she's worried she's going to be like that for the rest of her life.
I remember I got so excited. There was one of the Goosebumps books there was a character in the book that had my name, but also my dad's name in the same book, which was really crazy.
A little Lebanese Goosebumps.
Yeah, but they weren't Lebanese though.
Wasn't one of the Goosebumps, didn't it come with a mask that you could like rip out?
Like,
I feel like I remember something with the mask that you could...
As like an accessory to the book or like a VHS or something?
I just remember having...
Is that it?
Something that went with it.
Oh, but there was also some... Taco Bell had some toys, too, that were Goosebumps themed
as
well.
Maybe it was that, and I just had the book and I had the mask?
Probably. Maybe. Yeah, Taco Bell did have like a bunch of those toys. I had that chipmunk looking thing.
Goosebumps. That's such a good name, like a good title.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
And in Spanish, it's Escalafrios. Goosebumps. Arlstein, brilliant. I wonder what his house looks like.
Is he? He's alive?
Yeah, Arlstein is alive, but it has to be like 80 something now.
Wow.
Were you into those like Hardy books as a kid?
Hardy Boys?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not
the,
that
with
much.
The yellow font? It's like yellow font.
They were all like.
It's just like the night of the spooky tower, or like it was like a boys Nancy Drew. It was Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys.
Can you type that in, Jared?
The Hardy Boys,
detective
Hardy Boys,
H-A-R-D Boys.
Yeah,
they were big in like the 50s and 60s. Like, oh yeah, Tower Treasure.
Yeah.
Yes, I had that as a kid, but I didn't read them that much. But our parents' generation loved them.
I feel so bad. Like, my mom wanted me to get into reading when I was a kid. And we went to Barnes & Nobles. We walked around for, like, an hour. We picked out, 15 of those books. And I was excited. I was like, this one looks good. Bro, they sat on my shelf.
I never picked them up.
I never read one.
I feel like girls love Nancy Drew more than, like, boys ever got around to Hardy Boys. But did the Hardy Boys ever hook up with Nancy Drew? No, I think they did collab a couple of times. The Nancy Drew movies are good. The one with Emma Roberts.
I've never seen it.
Oh, dude, it's good. And then the one with Sophia Lillis they made. I love it. It's like really funny. It's a good mystery.
And then it's crazy how like because I always get confused with like the author and Nancy Drew on
Nancy Grace.
Oh, or, that's Nancy Grace. That's not Nancy Drew.
Isn't her name Nancy Grace? Who? Wait, isn't it?
Who's the one with the blonde hair?
She's like, we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Okay, Nancy. Okay, that's Nancy Grace. I thought they were both.
You know what
Nancy
they have
Drew.
In Texas? The death penalty.
Dude, she'd be an amazing guest.
Like Nancy Grace?
Nancy Grace.
Here. Oh, I would pay good money for her just to yell at me.
Just belittle me.
There are some ladies that you just want them to belittle.
I would also pay good money to have Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad.
Just like, scream
Walt,
at you.
Walt, Matt, how dare you? Just, oh, good. That would be my dominatrix, like yeah. S&M shit. Just like, or BDSM. Just, oh yeah, her, yell at me. Yell at me, Anna Gunn.
She was so good in that show.
Brilliant. She hasn't been in much since.
She doesn't need to.
It's like, you'll see her rarely in like different movies. Like I was watching the movie Flight with Denzel Washington. She was one of the board members.
Oh,
like remember they were doing that whole like case about the flight that went down. She was one of the.
And it's wild watching Seinfeld. I think she was like in an episode of Seinfeld too. It's crazy watching episodes of Seinfeld. How many famous people are like girls that
just
Jerry
younger.
Dates like and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like or like Bryan Cranston is like the dentist on it.
Yeah.
And you'll see, oh, who's from Sex and the City? Not Sarah Jessica Parker. Not
the redhead?
No.
The brunette?
The brunette. Her. She's in like an episode. There's just so many celebs you'll catch in Seinfeld that were just like a big stepping stone for their careers.
I mean, I honestly don't think anybody knows about what happened, but that one, Samantha Jones, like not coming back to that show.
Kim Cattrall, yes. How, because her and Sarah Jessica Parker were not getting along. She felt Sarah Jessica Parker was a very fake friend to her, I believe. Like, I believe Kim Cattrall's mom passed away and Sarah Jessica Parker was like very fake about like being compassionate towards her.
That was like the whole feud.
It was a lot to do with Sarah Jessica Parker and it's like, I don't like her, so I'm not coming back.
Whose side are you on?
I want to believe Kim Cattrall. I think all power to you. It's very bold that you won't even go for the damn paycheck because that's how big it means to you.
Yeah.
So
but she knew she was the favorite too. It's like this, it was like the sense of like,
maybe it did come down to money. I don't know. Maybe if Sarah Jessica Parker was getting way more than all the other girls for all the movies and stuff, even though I think Kim Cattrall is in most of the movies, but yeah. She didn't come back for the show or she was for like one episode.
Got it.
But
was the show that good? I know it's like super iconic.
Every time.
It's a show where like not too much like plot is happening. It just explores the idea of like certain types of men, certain types of dynamics in dating. Cause she's like a sex columnist.
But it was a, what do they call those type of shows? Like a sitcom?
Oh, no. It was just more of like a
comedy drama.
Yeah.
Of a comedy. It's a comedy, a female comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Drama.
But it's not like a King of Queens type.
No. Yeah.
No laugh track.
It was an HBO show.
To give you a sense of what. It's like a Grey's Anatomy type of show.
Yeah, no, not that serious.
No, not even like that. That's more of like a soap opera, I would say, Grey's Anatomy, right?
Yeah, so that's it. No, it's Grey's Anatomy.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is it a soap opera?
It's like, I feel like it's the American soap opera. If America had soap operas, I feel like it'd be.
Yes.
That.
It's very soapy. I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn something every day.
I've never seen the shows, but I did watch the movies.
You know, Sex and the City, I think, could help you.
They could be very educational.
Yeah. The only time I ever watch the shows is when I'm getting my hair, when I'm bleaching my hair, because I sit down like this and they have it hanging up on the roof.
So you're watching. Wait, they have TVs mounted to the ceiling?
Mounted to the roof, so you're just sitting there and you're just watching it like that.
How long are you getting your hair shampooed for that they...
It's not shampooed, it's... They put the dye, you know how like when they bleach, they like dye it, they put the dye in your hair. So you're sitting there and you have to let it. They really don't need to have it there. I think they just have it there just for a detail.
Yeah.
Just in the shop.
Do they still have those big tube things that go, the big bubble?
Yeah.
That they like they have it
in the haircut place that I normally go to.
It's usually for like after you get your hair like dyed, they have all the foil on it and stuff. And like you go and sit under
those.
Why
don't I, like when they do my hair, why don't I go under there?
Like coloring it?
Yeah.
Because are they wrapping your hair up in foil? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, I mean, women,
they put the towel and the sheet just to like...
I don't know. I think it's different.
Maybe I don't. Like, they only do it for a lot of hair.
Yeah.
If you have a lot, like a
long hair. And you don't have very much.
Very little. Honestly, that thing probably fries my hair out. Uh-huh. I'm sitting under there.
Those things are
every
cool.
time I see that, it reminds me of the scene in White Chicks. Marcus! When her and her friend are like calling about the...
And you are falling asleep again.
And they walked out with the shit still in their hair.
Yeah.
Did you guys... Sorry, sad news. Miss Shirley passed away. Did you ever see her on TikTok?
Miss Shirley.
She's the woman who was always down on Skid Row and homeless people would come up and she's like, what do you want, baby? And she would give them like food and stuff.
She would give Ziploc baggies to the homeless. Yes,
and she would always give them a choice. What do you want? Do you want the M&Ms or do you want the Lays, baby? And she was out there every day.
Every day she would do it.
She would live stream it all the time. She would film it. Yes, she was out there all the time helping those people.
That's really sad.
I was crushed. When I heard this, Miss Shirley,
I feel like she spent her life helping
a true angel, a true saint.
It's not like she's old.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know the circumstances. I know it's so sad. She was like 58, but I just want to say RIP to Miss Shirley. Yeah. Beauty Streets is just I hope her mission still continues. But I just wanted to shout her out. I'm still processing it. Like
one more legend, RIP Catherine O'Hara.
Oh,
literally 2 hours ago we got the headline, the news. Insane.
That's so sad. Oh, just a legend.
And you know what? She got into a few more legendary movies before she went.
She did, and it's just it's so sad. I mean, you. And I guess apparently she had a very quick illness. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, a bit more will be shared. But you also sometimes just don't know when certain celebrities are sick, but they just keep it private and then they go. Which is like, you have to respect that. But how would you, if you were sick with something?
Mm-hmm. Zayn would make it his whole personality.
Oh yeah, probably. Me too.
It's crazy. I definitely wouldn't though.
I think it's like a different level of fame when you're like... a pretty notable public figure. Yeah. You want to just have a little bit of privacy in your life because you don't want the public to be speculating, picking it apart, just draining it out and you lose yourself in that.
I feel like some like to do like showcase a lot of time, do a press run because just to show other people that are having the same
illness. If you're battling like a very severe illness, if you're going through ALS,
something inspiring.
Yes, you got to go around it. Like Selma Blair, her going around doing that
and,
stuff.
And what's his name? The one of Euphoria, the dad.
Yes, him as well. So, and also isn't Christina Applegate right now battling something like that.
Yeah.
And Celine Dion, she was like the stiff person syndrome or something like that.
Oh my God, that's really sad watching, seeing the interviews like recently. It's really sad.
I know. Oh, it's just heartbreaking as we get older, all of these greats that we know battling through stuff.
It's so scary because you sit there as a 30-year-old, you're like, I feel like I'm going to be healthy, but it can hit you at any age.
I know.
Without any signs in the beginning. So scary.
Getting old sucks.
Oh, Celine Dion, has stiff person syndrome, SPS.
What is? I've never heard of that. What is that?
It's a rare autoimmune neurological disorder caused by progressive muscle stiffness, painful spasms, increased sensitivity to stimulate noise and touch. That sucks, especially for being a singer.
Your muscles are just kind of too.
Yeah,
it's crazy how many things like can go wrong with your body.
I know.
And it doesn't matter how healthy you are either. It's crazy.
Yep. But you just gotta hope for the best, live in the moment.
Yep.
And enjoy this ride.
Exactly. And then you got the old lady who she's. What's your secret? She's like smoke cigarettes and drinks a Dr. Pepper a day.
Yeah.
She's like 110.
Yeah, right.
It is crazy how like And she's, how old is she now? Or how old was she in the video?
I think she was like 100 something.
Crazy.
I just drink a Dr. Pepper every day.
Dr. Pepper, baby. It's good and nice.
Just her.
Dr. Pepper, baby.
It gives you life.
It gives you life. It's good. Have you seen everybody now trying to hop on the trend? Because like $2 million.
Is that true? She really got $2 million? No.
No, that's not true. It was a so AI. I think there's a couple people that posted first that believed it, but now everybody is hopping on the trend of like $2 million as a trend.
Yeah, there's that damn AI photo of her and like the Dr. Pepper execs in a massive check that says $2 million. I'm like, this would have never happened.
The worst picture, just the worst AI picture I've ever seen.
Like
just
it was like a lottery check or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really funny seeing everybody make their own jingles for different brands.
It's crazy seeing her get other words like Vita Coco, Yoga Loco. Because it's so delicioso.
I didn't think it hit like Dr. Pepper, but
don't tell Vita Loco that.
She needs to be picky with what she's putting out, you know?
Right.
You
don't wanna... She's got to start an empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, wanna... you don't want to be putting out any flop.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think now she's just like...
her gears are going.
Like, just sitting there with the notepad like...
Just fucking, just
don't bother
eating
me.
It all. Just
trying to get lightning to strike again. Damn.
The thing is that you just got to be, again, picky with what you put out.
I know, right?
Make sure it's good.
But that's like being like,
yeah, look how bad that pic looks.
That is, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, no, no.
Look at this shit.
I just love all these execs around her just like
$2 million.
I learned like a hack recently. It's been helping me like sleep, or especially when you like wake up in the middle of the night and you're trying to go back to sleep. Close your eyes and just move your eyes from side to side. Did we talk about this?
No.
What's
the keep your eyes closed?
Did it have to do with...
So when you're in REM state, you know, which is like your dreaming state, that's called rapid eye movement. And they know that because your eyes are moving around in your dream. Right. So if you get up to go pee and you're trying to go back to sleep and you want to get back to your REM state again, you just start moving your eyes either back and forth, rolling them back and forth, and like...
And it kicks it back into gear?
It's been working for me like every night.
As you're trying to fall asleep, you just move your eyes around while it's closed?
You can... move around like crazy, but just go back and forth, maybe kind of count and like.
I'm very, that was very annoying.
What?
How long do you do that for? Because my shit was like kind of.
I mean, you're, like, you're already going to be in a state where you're like tired, but it works.
Mind you, I do pop an Ambien before, but I swear that works.
I wish I had Ambien.
Ambien.
I don't know, just a little sleeping hack. Yeah.
I will try it. Do you fall asleep faster, or your like sleep is better, you would say?
I think you just fall asleep faster. I just hate when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, I'm kind of awake, and you just want to get back to sleep, especially if you have something the next morning and you're like, I gotta go to sleep. Just a great little hack.
I don't know if it's my age. I've been like, bro, it hit 9:30, 10, and I'm like trying so hard to stay up. I'm getting so tired, like an old person. I kind of like it though, but it's scaring me that like I used to like I love staying up at night. It's like my favorite thing, but I just cannot.
You know what? I get that too, but then I kind of push through it, and then I get the second win, and then I'm up late.
Oh, when you like.
I hate going to bed, like falling asleep at 9 p.m. because then you wake up at like 2 and you're wide awake.
Oh, yeah.
Like you gotta like push it to like stay awake just to reasonably be in a proper
like,
circadian.
You don't want to wake up before 5 a.m. or else you're just like it kind of just fucks your whole pattern up. But when you wake up at 5:36, you're like, ooh, I have the whole.
I am better than everybody else.
A sunrise, you're like, why am I not doing this all
you
the time?
You get everything done before 9 a.m. and you're just like, wow, my day is starting now. But
you
I
start
already
texting
got
everybody
done.
You know they're not up yet.
Yeah,
but just to like,
just
show that you've been up.
Yeah. Oh, but it feels good. It feels great.
Oh, you know what I use so much? The text feature to send later.
You actually do that.
Wait, what?
Is it easy to do within the app? Oh, because you go custom send later?
The arrow to like push it to send, you just hold it down and you just do send later.
Wait,
who are you texting these like promptly texts?
It's like, it's important things that I know I need to send in the morning.
Like a handyman or like someone, yeah.
And if it's late at night, but I know I'll be sleeping in the morning, but I want them to get it early. It'll be like 2 a.m. I'm like, I can't send this now. But then I also don't want to wake up at like 6 to make sure I send this on time.
Oh.
So I schedule it to send, and then I just know it got to them like, oh, I can't make this, or we need to reschedule this, or like,
do you know what?
To give them a heads up so I'm not last minute messaging them.
That's kind of brilliant.
I use it all the time.
That's crazy because I always, in my head, I send it anytime at night because in my head, their phone is silent. There's no way your phone is just, their phone is just dinging at night.
But then they're up and they want to chat. You're like,
this is inappropriate.
Yeah, or like, you know what I mean? Just like you're texting like a friend something and then it's like, oh yeah, that's really funny, man. How have you been? I'm like, yeah. Dude, I didn't mean to chat. We can chat tomorrow. I just wanted to send you a funny meme.
No, I'm really good at ending small talk on text.
I'm like, all right, about to go to bed. See ya.
A lot of times too, I'll be up at night and my brain's just going. I'm like, oh, I need to send this and I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
So I'll
but
do
that's
that.
Good.
Can
I
you do
feel
a
like
send
for
link. Like it can be like a TikTok you're sending to a friend and go send this link
just
at
everything,
a custom time?
Just a whole text.
Down to the minute?
Yeah.
Too? Wow.
So like if I was going to go.
That's crazy how I never like caught that on my phone.
That's what it is. It's the plus and then you do send later.
I don't have that. Can, look.
No, sorry. It's not the blue. It's the plus sign on the left and then you just set the time you want to send it at.
Whoa.
Oh, that's crazy. Does it have a notification thing
no,
on their end?
It doesn't say that they got it late or that it was sent.
And then you're still sleeping and they're like, hello, I just responded to you.
Did someone tell you about that or you found out?
I was hoping that it would be a feature. And then one day I was just like, let me just see if there's something to do that.
Oh.
And then I ended up seeing that you can.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another Zane Heath Unfiltered episode. We love you so much. Make sure to check out our Patreon. Nope, that's what you say. Make sure to check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath to see our beautiful faces every week.
Yep, and make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode, early access, ad-free. We do a bonus episode, a live Q&A. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Unwinders, we'll see you in about 5 seconds. For the rest of you, we love you so much. See you next week.
Toodles.
Mwah.
Peace.